With us is Monica Jones. She's the Safety Press Officer of the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation, Engineering District 9 out of Hollidaysburg. It's so great to have you with us today, Monica.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
I have to admit, as somebody who believes himself to be a safe driver, I realize that I violate some things that I shouldn't. And I'm sure, Monica, that there's a lot out there that aren't aware of some of these laws, because some of these are probably fresh on the books, just have been out for the last few years, I assume.
Even I have learned a few things. I think it's interesting that the PennDOT safety offices in Harrisburg and their counterparts, which is me, we talk about these things, but we actually go through and take a look at some newer laws on the books and some not well known to decide which ones we want to promote. And this list is what made the cut this year. And I think this first law, the move over law, is one of the ones that you described that just came on the books in the last couple of years. And it originally started, people might be familiar with its former name, it was called the Steer Clear Law. And for whatever reason, state police decided to change the name to Pennsylvania's Move Over Law, and it requires drivers approaching the scene of an accident who are unable to safely merge away to go around it as far as possible, even as far as going into that other lane. So if you're driving in a two-lane road or even on a one-lane road and there is an accident scene off to your right, this law requires that you move as far to the left as possible and slow down. I think this is the part that is really important. Slow down to at least 20 miles per hour less than the posted speed limit to safely clear that accident scene, give emergency responders and vehicles their safe distance to be able to handle whatever emergency or accident they might be dealing with. A person can actually get fined. A new point system was created, and if you are caught not following this law near the scene of an accident, you can be fined $500, $1,000 for a second offense, and up to $2,000 for a third or subsequent offense. And you'll get your driver's license suspended for 90 days. So it's very important.
Right.
Here is one that I actually hadn't thought of myself, but now that I'm reading it, it makes complete sense. It is the Hearing Impairment Devices Law, which prohibits any driver from wearing or using one or more headphones or earphones while driving behind the wheel. And a lot of people might think, why would anyone be wearing headphones? Well, a lot of hands-free phone devices, you put your earphones in, you talk safely, you have your hands on the wheel, but you are not able to hear ambient sound around you when your ears have headphones in them. So this law requires that you have at least one ear free if you're using that kind of device to be able to hear other traffic, to be able to hear a train or their signals or anything else, an ambulance that needs to go by you. You need to be aware of what's going on. You can't be so occupied on your headset device that you don't hear what's going on around you. So this law prohibits that. It does not prohibit the use of a hearing aid or other device for improving hearing. So that's okay for folks who have a hearing device that helps them hear. This is just for the straight headphone that you would put into a cell phone or an MP3 player, that sort of thing.
This is interesting because as we've seen so many improvements in technology over the years, that this improvement in technology with, you know, different devices to be able to hear music and different types of things like that, it's not good for driving sometimes. And I think people need to realize that, understand that.
I think you're absolutely right. The technology is there. They're light. They're fun. They give you great audio quality. But that's for a different setting.
Right.
When you're in your vehicle, you can hear music through your radio in the car, but wearing those ultra-concentrated sound devices in your ears is just not practical, especially when you might be trying to find someplace and you're you also can't hear your children in the back or other things going on in your vehicle. If your vehicle makes some sort of noise indicating there's a problem with it, you can't hear it. So we really just want to stress how much you need to concentrate on the road. Young drivers might particularly be interested in wearing headphones and earbuds. and that's not a good thing to start to teach them either. So we want to start young drivers off well with common sense and smart driving techniques.
We have a couple more that I would like to cover here. First of all, traffic control signals.
I think one of the things that you might be talking about, we've had a couple of things happen in, I think, just the past year regarding flashing signals and that turning lane where the turning arrow flashes yellow, some other flashing signal indicators that have gone on the books. The flashing yellow signal rule requires that when a traffic control signal is flashing red, you should treat that like a stop sign.
Okay.
You have to come to a complete stop at that flashing red light before you can proceed. When it's flashing yellow, you can proceed through the intersection with caution.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to make sure people understand that it's not just a throughway that you can drive completely through without stopping and checking to the left, to the right, wherever, to make sure that the road is clear.
Yeah.
Because traffic on the other side might not understand or think, they might just assume he's going to stop and I can blow through here. Well, he might have the same thought on his mind that you do. So you really have to be cautious of what your traffic light color is. If it is red, you must stop. And if it's yellow, you can slowly proceed with caution. If you're ever in any situation where you are in doubt, you're not sure, it is always best in those situations to come to a complete stop, just to err on the side of caution and make sure that those opposing traffic drivers don't hit you.
Yeah.
You can still control what you do and make sure that you feel comfortable before you proceed.
Seatbelt laws. Always, I mean, this has been something throughout the years which was very controversial, but now it seems as if everybody is much more accepting of this. But when it involves our children, when it involves the safety of our kids, this is very important that people understand some rules and regulations.
It is, and to your point, it has been a hard-fought battle to make folks understand the seriousness of riding in a vehicle, driving a vehicle without a seatbelt. I know when I started at the department, they made us watch videos of what can happen to a person who's bouncing around the inside of a vehicle when they don't wear a seatbelt. And the pictures are grim. It's very stark to see just how much movement can happen, dangerous movement can happen inside of a car. So we finally have a Pennsylvania seatbelt law on the books that requires drivers and passengers under 18 years of age to buckle up. And that's in any passenger seat in the car, whether it's the front passenger, rear passenger seats, or even, we like to call it the way back, the second, third row of a vehicle that has seat belts. You must have a seat belt on in any of those positions. And if you have too many people in your vehicle for a seat belt to accommodate each of those people, that is also against the law.
Yeah.
There are several models of car seat out there, and ones for different sizes, infant, children, toddlers, mid-range ages from 4 to 8, because the Pennsylvania Primary Child Passenger Safety Law requires that any child must be properly restrained in a child safety seat that's been approved for that child's height, weight, and age range. Whether they're an older child in an appropriate booster seat or an infant in a car seat, you have to read the instructions and understand that rear-facing car seats and front-facing car seats are so critical to their tiny little frames at that age. So many accidents and fatalities have been avoided because children are properly restrained in a car. And it's so important, with more cars on the road, more possible distractions for drivers.
Yeah.
Make sure your children are safe.
Well said. Important information. The website PennDOT.gov. Monica Jones, Pennsylvania Department of Transportation, District 9. We really appreciate all this valuable information this week. Thanks so much for spending time with us.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure for me, too.